הגיע איפה אופנוע? הנה.
לכבוד.
רגע, באנגלית או בעברית? English. English, dog.
One guy.
Oh, here we go. איך שאתה רוצה.
Sam.
I'm more comfortable with
in English.
When I'm wrong.
I left.
And here's the language. I believe. I'm here.
לא,
כי לימדו
אותו שזה ברכה.
אבל
אני אמור כאילו. לא, אבל עומד בטוב בישראל, אז מישהו איזה סליח, אני חייב אותו. אז אני אעשה את זה שם, אל יוצא.
not appropriate.
הוא עכשיו זה איזה תייר פה. אתה יכול לעשות טוב, נו, בוא לך את הראש. זה חצית.
In 3 weeks, we're going to light tonight the second candle of Hanukkah. So that week, the lecture of Bezrat Hashem is going to be on Wednesday. Okay. The story about Hanukkah is the Greeks ruled Eretz Israel about 180 years. It means it's less than 40 years after Beit HaMikdash was built, the Greeks came to Eretz Israel. They took over the Fars in the Iranian. And slowly, they were able to convince almost all of Israel to become Greeks. Not 99%, 99.999. Few people stayed what we call religious. Almost all of Israel followed the Greeks. Olympics, believe in all this idolship, they believed in Greece. And eventually, one day, Matityahu and his 5 children started the rebellion, the revolution against the Greeks, and chased them out of the country. So the story with the Gemara says that they came to Beit HaMikdash after the Greeks sacrificed a pig on the altar after they made a big zerot on Am Israel. It's even a shame to say what they did to Am Israel. No wonder they're going bankrupt now. And Matityahu and his 5 children started this rebellion against them. And they enter Beit HaMikdash on the 25th day of Kislev. And they found one pitcher that was not touched, stamped with the stamp of the Kohen HaGadol, hidden someplace. And the pitcher should have lasted for one night only. The menorah was usually lit, according to most of Chachamim, only at night time. One opinion during the day also. But that everybody agrees in the afternoon, they used to light the menorah at HaMikdash through the night. And they found a pitcher, that the pitcher was enough for 7 candles for one night. And it happened this oil lasted 8 nights, and therefore they make this Chag Chanukah. So first of all, we have to know it's not so simple to announce a holiday. The last holiday that we have, of course, is Purim, just before Hanukkah. At that time was the biggest so-called Bedin court system that we had to Anshei Knesset HaGdola. It's 120 giant Chachamim, together with Mordechai, They made the Siddur, the text that we have. They made the Parashiyot, maybe. And they made all the brachot that we say. There was no brachot before. What we say, it's Siddur, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem. So they made it. They made everything. There were Nevi'im among them. At least three, Chagai, Zechariah, or Malachi, and Mordechai. And they had power. Navi has a power. Of course, they wrote Megillat Esther. By prophecy, it's not Mordechai and Esther is hired to write history. This was a prophecy, the Gemara says. The Megillat Esther is part of the Tanakh because it was a prophecy. There are other books that those Chachamim did not put in the Tanakh. They made the Tanakh. They chose, they picked and chose certain books and they said, this is going to be in the Tanakh. They have many more books. But the Gemara says they picked and chose those books that this is the Tanakh until Mashiach will come. So they had the power, says the Gemara, to announce a Chag Purim, the way it says in the Megillah. Everything from Hashem. But Mordechai instead did not decide to call it a national holiday and to give us a mitzvah to read the Megillah and to say the bracha before the Megillah. You can't just do it. You have to have authority, you have to have a tremendous power. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech HaOlam Asher Kitam Tzatzvanu Al Mikra Megillah. Shasa Nisim La'avotenu. To say bracha and to call it a holiday, this is a very important thing for generations to come. So again, so the was the word Nevi'im, and Nevi'im is a very high level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so came Chachamim and say, Esther said, spoke to Chachamim, said, Kitvuni Ledorot, Esther said, please, put the Megillat Esther among the books of the Tanakh. Chachamim first did not want, he said, it's not so simple, then they agreed. So we have a national holiday, it's called Purim. And Hanukkah is, I don't know how to say it. You see, our calendar, I don't know if I spoke about the calendar. Did you ever speak about the calendar before? You know, was a very genius guy, he lived in Washington Heights. His name was Rabbi Schwab. Rabbi Schwab, he was a so-called Holocaust survivor, and a German-born genius with four brothers, and their father sent them to Europe to learn in Yeshivot over there, in the Mir. One of them lived in Muncie, one of them in England, one in Israel. Rabbi Schwab was the chief rabbi of Washington Heights, and he wrote a book. If you want to buy it, it's a very nice book. He wrote a lot of books. One of them is called Selected Speeches. Selected Speeches. The speeches that Rabbi Schwab wrote, he was a genius and also philanthropist. He knew the history well and investigated things. And he came out to something that was known before, and it's obvious, you don't have to be a genius for this, and I'll tell it to you in a minute, how it's so easy to figure it out, that what we people think that today is, this is Tavshin Ayin Bet, means 772. It's called Tavshin Ayin Bet. It means we have 5,772 to creation. He proved it is wrong. It's wrong. The calendar is off at least 135 years. He investigated, he went to museums, he went through his history books of the Iranian people, and you see that something is wrong. Upon to our Gemara, our history, how do we come to this number? That this year is 5,772. It's easy. Avraham Avinu was born 1947 to creation. When he was 100 years old, he had Yitzchak. 200 years, the Torah said, we came out of Egypt. 480 years after we came out of Egypt, we built the first Beit HaMikdash. First Beit HaMikdash was on 410 years. And here comes the click. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that told him, Yahu, in the Navi, that we're going to go to exile for 70 years. Okay? Now here comes the punchline. 70 years ended exactly when Achashverosh made the party. Says the Gemara, when did he make the party? It says Achashverosh knew also. The Jewish people spoke about it. We're going to have Mashiach, we're going to have Mashiach, we're going to have Mashiach. And Achashverosh had his KGB and FBI listening to all the cell phones. And he made a party because he counted 70 years. And he said, if they didn't go out now, it's all over. He wore the clothing of the Kohen Gadol until that he was afraid. He took all the dishes that Nebuchadnezzar took from Beit HaMikdash, put it on the table. It says, a celebration, we on the horse. The Jews will never go back to Israel. And then, of course, after this, Achashverosh had a boy. His name is the second Dariush, second Dariush, or second Kurush. Eventually, he gave the permit to build the second Beit HaMikdash. The story of Achashverosh was that the foundation of Beit HaMikdash was on, but Haman came to Iran, to Paras, and with his delegation convinced Achashverosh to stop the construction. Already the construction stopped in time of Koresh, before Achashverosh. That's it says in the Tanakh. It's not in the Eastern books. So, the job was in the middle, and then eventually you have the book Ezra and Nehemiah in the Tanakh. The Nehemiah and Ezra describe what going on in Yerushalayim until they build Beit HaMikdash. But our calendar based that after Beit HaMikdash, the first one was destroyed, we count 70 years, and then we start second Beit HaMikdash that was on the map for 420 years, and here comes the mistake. It's not 70 years, it cannot be 70 years. Because after 70 years was the party of Achashverosh. And at that time of the part of Achashverosh, the construction was down. And Achashverosh told Esther, I will never let construction to continue, because Yimach Shimam, the Arabs in Eretz Israel already sent delegations, and Achashverosh agreed with them not to let us have the second Tamidosh. Tamidosh was down. And then the second Dayavesh was born years later, with no information. But in the Iranian books, you can find it. And until he grew up, and then Achashverosh died, and he became the king, and he issued a permit, and then they started to build it. It took 135 years extra. It means what people think today is Tav Shinayin Bet is wrong. It's Tav, Kuf something. We are off 135 years. Rabbi Schwab, if you want to buy the book, ask my brother-in-law, Mr. Ruben Neowitz, at the store, he'll order you the book. It says selected speeches. I think this is the last speech. A few pages, proofs. It was known before that the calendar is off. Rabbi Schwab suggested why we live in illusion that this is the year. He has a theory. He was a genius. He was a holy man. So I really don't. Who am I to say if he's right or wrong? Chas v'shalom. But he himself said he thinks he is not sure. But the calendar for sure is wrong, definitely wrong. So when was this story of Hanukkah? The way it says in our books, in the Rambam, it says in other books, it's 213 years after building the second Beit HaMikdash, 207 years before the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. Second Beit HaMikdash, this was Hanukkah. And it says the Hashmonaim came to Beit HaMikdash, and they found the pitcher of oil, and they decided to have a Hanukkah. So again, Chachamim said, excuse me, this is no more Nevi'im, those days there were no more prophets. And the connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu was made in Baruch HaKodesh. It's a much lower level than Navi. And of course, it's not the same power as those 120 people that were called Anshei Knesset Gdolah. They made Purim as a national holiday. So just to come out of nowhere and to say holiday, who are you to say? Excuse me, for the rest of the generation, till Mashiach will come, you have Hanukkah. Says, who are you to say? So, was a miracle? Fine, okay, was a miracle. It's not the first miracle. By the way, in Beit HaMikdash itself, daily used to be miracles, even second Beit HaMikdash, with the menorah itself. Comes the Gemara and says a few things. In time of Shimon HaTzadik, he was the Kohen HaGadol, in the beginning of Second Beit HaMikdash, either one candle or the whole menorah was on for 40 years. 40 years didn't have to light the menorah. That's a Hatzadik, it was Shimon Hatzadik. There was another Kohen, his name was Rabbi Hanina Zgana Kohanim. And his time was a big drought in Eretz Israel. He was the assistant for the Kohen Agadol. He writes, and he says in the Gemara, while he was an assistant for the Kohen Agadol, he says, one year they couldn't find any olives. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, the menorah and Bet HaMikdash was on for the whole year. Besides the other miracles. So it's not something very special that you have. The menorah was 8 days. Big deal, 8 days. So it was 8 days. 9 days, it's only 8 nights. Every night they relight the menorah. Here comes the Gemara and says the menorah was on continuously 1 year. Day and night, 1 year. Tam Shimon HaTzadik, maybe 40 years. Here comes, it says national holiday, Chanukah. He says, say bracha, light the menorah, come special halachot. He says, who are you? Chachamim. Oh, yeah, Chachamim, okay. Chachamim can do anything they want. But to call a national holiday, to say it's obligation on the person to say, how much the obligation? Come Chachamim, come to Rambam, come to Shulchan Aruch. He says, listen, you know what your obligation is? Let's say the Gemara says a poor person doesn't have money. He doesn't have to go borrow money to buy tefillin, to buy tzitzit, to buy lulav, to buy sukkah, to buy matzah. He doesn't have to do nothing. Hashem said, this is a mitzvah for you to have tefillin. If you can afford it, you can't afford it. You don't have to borrow money. You don't go to the bank. You don't have to buy it on credit card. You don't have to buy the credit card. Hashem doesn't expect you to do mitzvot if you cannot afford it. It says Chanukah, special halacha. You must light the menorah. If you don't have them, if you don't have money, no problem. Sell your jacket, says the Gemara. Sell your jacket. Sell my jacket. Sell your jacket. You have no jacket. No jacket. Rent yourself out. Nobody wants to give you a job. Unemployment is 10%. No problem. Go from door to door. Mishulach. I said, what do you need? I have to buy oil for Chanukah candle. What Chanukah candle? Tefillin you have? I don't need. Tzitzit you have? I don't need. Did you celebrate Sukkot? I didn't need. Did you eat Matzah on Pesach? I don't need. Did you hear Shafar on Hoshana? I don't need. I said, well, you need Chanukah. He says, Medin come. Not only the so far after the Nevi'im. He says, you can have forced Am Israel into new halacha. I said, what's the purpose of it? Who gave you this authority? And secondly, what's the idea behind it? What you want to do? You want people to advertise to remember was a miracle. That's on the surface. That's what we're taught in school, in yeshivot. It says Chanukah is to remember the miracle. First of all, again, a much bigger miracle in Bet HaMikdash. Much bigger. But if you want to remember miracles, here, I look in the Tanakh, I have miracles for you that will never celebrate it. For example, Chachamim says, First Adam Chusen, his name was Sancheriv. This guy Sancheriv was the first Adam Chusen. He was so powerful. The Gemara says, you know what he did? He mixed the whole world. If somebody wants to find his roots, it says he lived in Egypt, he lived in Ammon, Moab, Midian, all the names of the nations that you have in the Tanakh. It says, no one says, oh, I live over here. They say, you should know one thing. Before Sancheriv, you didn't live here. Sancheriv moved the whole world, everybody. That's how powerful he was. He took 10 tribes, 85% of the Jewish nation, talking about millions of Jews, and threw them, the way the Tanakh says, behind Sambatyon, behind the river. Mm-hmm. It's the Shvatim, Uven, Shimon, most of Levi, Sachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, besides Yehuda and Binyamin. That most of us are from those two tribes. All our brothers are behind the Sambatyon. There was a guy that came 900 years ago from there. His name was Eldad Hadani. He arrived, Chachamim investigated him, said it's true, 100%. He is from those 10 tribes that Sancheriv put behind this river. They cannot come outside. Most probably it's around Tibet, around China someplace. Yes, a few people arrived from there. 150 years ago, somebody arrived. Also, he came to Europe. He said he's from there. He described what's going on over there. I said, this is how powerful this guy was in Cherev. Then he decided he wants to destroy Beit HaMikdash and kill the rest of the Jewish people, all throw them also behind Sambatyom. Hezekiah HaMelech was the king. Yeshayahu HaNavi came to him and says, don't worry, in the morning you're going to see what's going to happen. In the morning, 185,000 officers, millions of soldiers that he had, all dead around Yerushalayim. That happened the night of Pesach. So anyway, we celebrate Pesach maybe. We don't celebrate this. That's the biggest miracle ever. Biggest miracle ever. No celebration. I say, what did you celebrate? That you chased the Greeks out of Eretz Israel? Big deal. The Gemara says, the Rashi says, 13 Chashmonaim were able to overcome the tenth and the hundreds of thousands of soldiers. Okay, so there's a lot of miracles that did happen in Am Israel. They call it a national holiday. National holiday. Well, national holiday. Plenty of miracles happen, and nobody says a holiday, and you come and you say, listen, such an important holiday, that guy has to sell his jacket. Let him go around and collect money. He must have a candle. Well, where's the candle? I can't afford it. You have to have it. How important it is. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, let's say a person has two entrances to his house, each one on a different side of the street. He says, you have to light menorah on both sides. He says, people will walk on one side. And I said, look, the person did not light candles. He said, what are you talking about? He lit on the other side. I says, no, but people will say, how come he didn't light the candle? So what do you mean he doesn't light candle? What do you want from the guy? To advertise that he lights candles? Okay, I have a solution. Go draw a nice picture of a menorah. You want to remember what happened? Advertise it. Like Lubavitch, put it on the car, ride around it. You know, it's on the car. Put it in the backyard. There's no, it's a mitzvah to put it in the house, next to the door, or next to the window. Later, Chachamim say, I said, for what? To remember the miracle? I remember the miracle. I made myself a picture, hang it in my living room, I look at it. Hanukkah comes, and I said, what is this? It's to remember once upon a time was a miracle with the candles. For this, Chachamim said that I have to go and light the candles, and every night. Then Chachamim said, well, let me tell you how the halachot go. It's even more strange than anything else. Of course, we all know when we have a mitzvah, so you have to do the mitzvah once. For example, Hashem said, you sit in the sukkah. God in the sukkah, you sit in the sukkah. Hashem said, blow shofar, you blow shofar. Hashem said, shek lulav, you shek lulav. Hashem said, it mata, it matza. Chachamim came, Mordechai, and Hashem said, you have to read Megillah, every day Megillah. Here it's a new thing. Besides the obligation to light the Hanukkah candle in the house, that this is the obligation. It's the obligation to light it in the Knesset. You don't fulfill the mitzvah over there, but you have to say brach in the Knesset. And after a bit you go home, you put down the fire, you put down the candles. They don't have to stay half an hour. Like in the house, that the halacha is that you have to have enough oil for half an hour. In the Beit HaKnesset, for a week, light the menorah. But I light it at home also. Excuse me. Why do you have to light in the Beit HaKnesset? Anyway, the mitzvah is only in the house. Whoever lights the Beit HaKnesset still has to go home and light it at home with bracha again. He says, so what is the purpose? It's not the mitzvah. You read the Megillah at the Beit HaKnesset, you don't have to read it at home. You shake the love of the Beit HaKnesset, you shake it at home. No such thing. Here comes our new halacha. Rambam said, "This is Shulchan Aruch. You have to light the menorah in Beit HaKnesset." Okay. Comes Shulchan Aruch and says, "Come to Gemara." It says, "You know, this is a very, very strange halacha. If I may say the word strange, what happens if somebody cannot afford or couldn't find a lulav? Couldn't find a lulav. Couldn't find it. He goes to Beit HaKnesset. You see, other people have a lulav. He didn't have a lulav. He doesn't have a lulav. He wants. He borrows. He doesn't want. He doesn't borrow." Every mitzvah is like this. Hanukkah is different. Somebody is not going to light Hanukkah candle for any reason. He couldn't find wicks, he couldn't find oil. And then he doesn't have the menorah, doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, says Shulchan Aruch, says the Rambam, halacha, it's called haro'e. You walk on the street, and you see somebody lit menorah. You stand up outside, as if it's the first night, you say two brachot. You don't say la dikne shel Hanukkah, because he didn't light. But you say, Shasani Sim Lavotenu, Shekhanu Kimanu. What do you mean? He didn't do nothing. No, says the Gemara, you don't need to know. It's a special halacha. Those chachamim invented. It's called haro'e. Haro'e, let's say, you know, Kempurim, you couldn't come to Beit HaKnesset. So you couldn't get in, something, you know, see from outside, they're reading the Megillah. So, one chacham say you can say outside the bracha. But that's it. But no other bracha is this bracha, it's called haro'e, the one that sees the mitzvah can say bracha. Only Hanukkah. You see the candle? You're not going to light tonight? For any reason. You're not going to light. It doesn't matter. Say. The first night, Shechenu kimanu. What is Shechenu kimanu? You didn't light. No, Shechenu on Hanukkah. I didn't see Hanukkah. He says, how come you don't have it in any other holiday? I'm going to say, in any other holiday. No, you can't say it. What happened? A new halacha. Very strange. I mean, invented those kind of halachot. What is the purpose? Must be Hanukkah is so important. Comes the Rambam in his commentary. And the Rambam says, Mitzvah ne Hanukkah, Mitzvah chaviva admos. It's a very dear mitzvah. Like all the holidays, they have to go through a test. And the Rambam has to give the marks. No such thing, the Rambam doesn't give marks. And it's not nice to say that. They say, well, it doesn't say, Achilat matzah on Pesach, eat matzah on Pesach, it's very dear mitzvah. Sit in the sukkah, very dear mitzvah. Shake lulav, very dear mitzvah. Tefillin, very dear mitzvah. No such thing. You're not supposed to say that. And the Rambam doesn't write in his commentary. Hanukkah, the Rambam ends his book. Should know, Hanukkah is a very dear mitzvah. Well, Chachim Chachamim say, you know what, you have to say Halel on Hanukkah. Say Halel, Halel Shalem, with bracha. Rosh Chodesh, our minhag, the Sfaradim, we don't say bracha on the Halel. And even Ashkenazim, they do say Halel, they skip in the Halel. It's called Chatzi Halel. Because it's not really a full chag. Not full chag. Rosh Chodesh is not a full chag. But Hanukkah is a full chag. Hanukkah, you say bracha, you finish the whole Halel. All Halel. It's much bigger than Rosh Chodesh. Very, very interested. Halel Rosh Chodesh was from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe a little bit later as a minhag. But Hanukkah, bigger than Rosh Chodesh. Very strange. Okay, I got to say Halel. You look at Rambam. Rambam wrote 14 books. This was, if we may say, the first Shulchan Aruch that we had is the Rambam. Rambam, he knew the whole Shas, he knew everything by heart. And he wrote Al-Hadith, Al-Hadith, Al-Hadith. The first book that Rambam wrote is called Mada. Mada. There's certain halachot about Emunah, Hot Yesodei HaTorah, Hot Avodah Zarah, Hot Tshuva. The second book he wrote Ahava. The second book Ahava, he writes the halachot of Tefillah. Tefillin, Tzitzit, Brit Mila. As it means, they have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over there it says in Chot Tefillah, the man writes the text that we have, how to pray, where to pray, how many times to pray, how do you pray on during the week, how do you pray on Shabbat, how you pray on Rosh Chodesh, what your obligation to Rosh Chodesh, you say Halel, when it comes to the Moadim, what you have to do. The third book is called Zmanim. Zmanim in times, over there it's Hilchot Shabbat, Hilchot Eruvin, Shkalim, Hilchot Yom Tov, Pesach. Then comes Purim, then comes Hanukkah. Comes Hanukkah, it's the last halachot of this, the third book of the Rambam, Zmanim. And then over there he writes, Hanukkah, you fly the candles. By the way, Hanukkah also Chachamim said you have to say Halel. How to say Halel? The Rambam says, well, I have to teach you how to say Halel. It's not the way we say, it's partially like we say, a different way. The Rambam writes over there all the halachot of the Halel. When do you say Halel Shalem, full Halel, when you say Chati Halel, how do you say, what to say, why don't you say Halel on Rosh Hashanah, why don't you say Halel on Yom Kippur, how do you say on Pesach, how do you say on Sukkot, all the halachot of Halel, the Rambam with his wisdom decided to put it in Hilchot Hanukkah. Even though that already we learned in Chot Tefillah, two books before, I'll show you one book before, Ahava. One book before already we learned. Rambam says, that's the way you pray. That's how you do. That's how you do Shmoneh Esre. That's how you do this. Then Rambam said, then you have to say Hallel on Chagim. I said, excuse me, how do I say Hallel? Don't find it. You're really going to find out to say Hallel. At the end of the book, it's called Zmanim. Then Rambam talks about Chanukah. Then he decided he's going to put the halachot of Hallel. Hallel should have been in the beginning of the book, of the first, of the second book, when Rambam talks about Tefillah. I said, Rambam said, you have to say Hallel on Pesach. I said, how do you say Hallel? I said, you look later, later in the Chot Chanukah, I'll tell you. Why you waited in the Chot Chanukah? Why the Rambam didn't tell me before? Obviously, the Hallel of Chanukah is a very powerful thing. I said, the question is again, because we won, because they found a pitcher with oil, that's how important it is. Maybe. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do the job himself. He doesn't need helpers. Nevertheless, he decided to create angels. Not only decided to create angels, he decided sometimes to discuss certain things with them. Of course, we remember Parashat Vayera, Abraham Avinu, Hedrit Mila, and three angels came to visit him. One was Michael, one was Gabriel, one was Raphael. And the Gemara says, you know, Michael is here to tell Sarah something. Gabriel is on the way to Sdom to destroy Sdom. Raphael is going to heal Abraham and he's going to save Lot. I said, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done the whole thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where he operates. He has angels. How many angels? Millions. But the first four so-called, that they are really, if we may say, the supervisors, are the common names that we know. It's the abbreviation of the word Gemara. It's Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel. Those four. Those four are the major ones, and they have underneath them thousands and thousands of angels. So each one has a job someplace. So come Chachamim again, it's based on the Zohar, and they said, I want to explain to you how HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided and what's going on in the world. And it says, the angel Michael, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, there are four things that he used to create this world. First thing is water. So Michael is responsible for the water. Water means that all the liquids, the natural liquids that we have in the world, is Michael. For example, if there is no rain, or there is a tide, or the rivers are overflow, all these things, you can say Mother Nature, but in Hebrew, in Zohar, in Ari, they say they call it Michael. He is responsible. Of course, he acts. He acts because he has some kind of instructions, but this is his responsibility.
Tsunami is Michael.
Tsunami? No. Tsunami is him, Michael. Yeah. The next one is Gabriel. Gabriel is the minister of energy. Barrel of oil, $500. Barrel of oil, $30. That's Michael. He is responsible for fire. All the energy system is oil, all the things that burn, it makes light, this is Gabriel. And the Torah, soon I'll tell you how the Torah says it, you'll read it from the Torah itself, you understand the Torah better. The next one is Raphael. Raphael is responsible for earth. Means earthquakes, means all the things that have to do with the thing that grow, what we call in America, 47th Street, diamonds. You want to go further, gold, price gold, 2,000, 1,600, this is Raphael. He does it. He is responsible. Get people crazy, say, sell gold, sell diamond, buy diamond. Says, this is why real estate, building up, down, building, falling. Says, this is Raphael. And Uriel is responsible for the wind. We call tornado, hurricane, all the things that have to do with the wind. It means the neshamot, certain neshamot. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create this world and to give those kind of responsibilities, so-called, for his four managers. And you read the Torah, now you can understand better. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created earth. It means Raphael, sky. This is Mayim. And fire, this is a combination of two of them. It says the whole world was with water. This is Michael. Veruach Elokim, echef tapnei ha-mayim. This is Oriel. And the Torah will go through when you understand the Torah. Hador ha-mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu washes the world. This is Michael. Then it's going to be Dor Sedon, Dor Aflaga. They build the tower. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the tower. This is Raphael. Then Dor Sedom, Vashem Im Tir, Azdom Vamora, Esh Min HaShamayim, Hashem, says the Gemara, who was this? This was Gabriel. Gabriel does fire. It goes through the whole Tanakh. And every time the Tanakh tells you something, a tragedy or something good happened, you should know those are the ones that are responsible. Moshe split the water. He has to have permission for Michael. He says the whole Torah. He says this guy was a fire here. Was something went? The Tanakh, you see, the market goes up of the wheat, plunge down. He says this is Raphael. He says those are the angels that do that. Gabriel, this guy, this angel, says in the Tanakh and says in the Gemara, he burned Bet HaMikdash. Of course, the goyim came and they lit Bet HaMikdash. So, when you light a fire, it doesn't mean the fire will grow. It doesn't mean that people can't put down the fire. It says, if there was a fire and burned, you say, who made the fire? The Gabriel. When you make a fire insurance, you should know. Fire insurance is against Gabriel. Gabriel, he makes fires. He's not, electric, he had electric fire, he had this kind of fire, this build, a match, this. There's all these stories. Why really the fire went on and burned thousands of acres in Los Angeles, and this fire, here fire, there, the Arabs made a fire in Israel. Spreading a fire, making a fire, is Gabriel. That you take a match, and you want to light a match, and it doesn't go, I says, Gabriel doesn't want you to have light now. You get. You say one more, Gabriel, the fire. That's the secret. He is responsible. It's dangerous in one way, but this is how this world acts. This has to do with a lot of emunah of a person, but you should know this how the world goes. So says the Gemara, says Nabi Yecheskel, says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using Gabriel. It's called Ish Habadim. Ish Habadim. That he does this kind of things with fire. He burns first Beit HaMikdash, he burns second Beit HaMikdash, he burns Beta. He does that job. That's his job. This is his job. Of course, fire is he can use for good things also. You should know whatever goes on in the world with nuclear things, all these bombs, everything is Gabriel. That's the major we call angel upstairs. So actually, what it means, says Vashem Im Tir Azdom Amora, Esh Min HaShamayim, or this is Makat Barad, it was fire from the Shemayim. It's all Gabriel, this guy. So when Am Yisrael doesn't behave Chas Shalom, that's what happened. He says that Gabriel has the job to burn something. So really, what Chas Shalom could have happened? The Beit HaMikdash would have been burned down in time of the Chashmonaim, since almost all of Israel became Greeks. Besides 13 people Chashmonaim, that they decided to take the act in the hands and to rebel against the Greeks, no one was interested. They lived nicely. They loved it. They loved all these Olympics, all these games. Perfect. Besides, that the Greeks did not let us do Brit Milah and Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, not to go to Mikveh and some other things. But Gabriel was ready to burn Beit HaMikdash. And actually, what did happen is, not only did not burn Beit HaMikdash, the menorah that was a symbol of Gabriel had a miracle. It means, that Gabriel instead so-called to be on the court to vote against us, he was here to help us. This is really, Chachamim said, this was the whole miracle of Hanukkah. It's not, you know, was a miracle the menorah was on. Because the menorah was on Bet HaMikdash for 1 year, steady, Tam Shimon HaTzadik, 40 years, and plenty of miracles did happen to Am Yisrael in the past. But this is a very special miracle. That Gabriel, so-called, changed his mission for the good side, instead Chas V'Shalom to do bad things for us. And that came Chachamim, and they said, now we're going to celebrate it. This is a new thing that never happened before. That Gabriel was ready to burn, but HaMikdash, instead, he made us a miracle with oil that lasted for 8 nights instead of 1 night. And therefore Chachamim came and they said, listen, that kind of a miracle, that's a special miracle. What is a special miracle? It's not to remember. To remember this, I would have made a picture, put it in my living room, and every Hanukkah I would hang it on the wall and say, look, that happened. No. Come Chachamim and say, you should know that Hanukkah is a very special thing. What's so special about Hanukkah? I say, we say, Alan Nisim, בימי מתתיהו בן יוחנן כהן גדול חשמונאי ובניו, אסתר מלכה חשמונאי, המלכות יוון הרשעה על עמך ישראל, the wicked Greeks, להשכיחם תורתך. They wanted us to forget the Torah. What is the problem exactly? They don't want us to remember the Torah. להשכיחם תורתך, או לשכחם תורתך, ולהעבירה מחוקי רצונך. Don't keep the mitzvot. You, with your mercy, stood side to side to them. Raftat Rivam, Dantat Dinam, Nakatik Matam, Masatri Bem Khalashim, Vezedim Biyadoske Toratach. Says the Gemara, you should know. So, you know, this week's parasha, Parashat Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shavam. That's how the story goes, really. Yaakov Avinu, 63 years old, never had a job in his life. We call in America parasite. Sits in yeshiva, learns Torah. 63 years old. Why don't you go help your father? Why don't you go help your mother? Why don't you go get a professional, become something in your lifetime? We know the story last week. He took the bracha, and Esav wants to kill him. Rivka calls him. She said, you can run to my brother's house. You have to run for your life. Esav is going to kill you. She goes to Yitzchak, she tells Yitzchak a story. Yaakov has to get married, 63. Esav already has great grandchildren. This guy was married at the age 15 already. Yaakov is 63, learning. Let him go marry his cousins. The whole thing is a lie, because at that time that Yaakov went down there, they were only 1 year old. When Yaakov married Leah first, and then Rachel, they were twins. They were 22 years old. This is after he spent 14 years in the yeshiva, and then he spent, they weren't born then, and then he spent 7 years by Laban's house. And then they were 22, under the chuppah, they were 22 years old. First Leah, and a week later, Rachel, they were 22 years old. So it comes Rivka to Yitzchak, said, listen, our son should go there, get married. He goes there, says the Gemara, he goes out of the house, he goes on the highway, Eliphaz is there, Esav's son. He has a sword, and says, Yaakov, Tishma Israel, that's the end. So what happened? My father told me to kill you. He says, you got a bracha from Yitzchak. You got a bracha from Rivka to go. Eliphaz is going to kill him. Yaakov tells him, listen, there's a special halacha that ani chashuv kemet, a poor person is considered dead. So I'll give you my suitcase, my attaché case with all the jewels that my father gave me to go. Eliphaz said, not only that, give me your clothing also. You stand on the street like Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. Says the Gemara, that's what happened. And Yaakov standing on the street, has nothing with him, zero. There's a lake over there, he goes over there, he sees on the shore a policeman uniform, and he sees the policeman is drowning in the water, he got dressed policeman, Halloween. Yaakov Avinu became Halloween. Halloween! Halloween, instead to run now to Laban's house, he turns around, he goes back to Be'er Sheva. Yeshiva Shem Ba'ever, he's going to sit there 14 years, study Torah. I mean, he's 63 years old. You go to Yeshiva now for 14 years. Why you go to Yeshiva now for 14 years? 14 years? Well, says the Gemara, Ve'eshkab ha'makom ahu. After 14 years, he goes by Te'akom Be'er Sheva, and he has a dream, he goes to sleep. Says the Gemara, now he goes to sleep. I said, what happened before? He says, 14 years, he didn't sleep. Studying Yeshiva. I didn't sleep at all. He sat on a chair. He didn't go to bed. Study. What's the matter with the guy? You run. He's afraid to go on the highway. He said, look what happened. 14 years ago, I went on the highway 5 minutes. Eliphaz is there. Don't think it's a joke. The Gemara says, Esav is on the highway now 14 years, watching. Says the Gemara, Veishkav Makom Ahu, Yaakov went to sleep. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu made night 2 hours ahead that Esav should get confused on the highway and should go home. He's waiting for Yaakov. Yaakov is in Yeshiva 14 years. After 14 years, he goes. I said, what's behind it? As I told you before, the secret, the word Gemara is Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel. To control and to have all those four angels on our side is only Torah. But Torah, the Gemara says, L'mayminim b'chol kocham. If you want those angels not to be against you, not to do anything to you, there's no other solution. Just antibiotics against them is Torah. That's it. Bezedim, Bezoske Toratach. That's what we say. Bime Matityahu, Vinyuchalak Vinyuchalak. Achut Yavan Arashah, Abha Yisrael, Ashakham Toratach. They said, just don't study Torah, don't keep the mitzvot. What do you think? Come to Chachamim and tell us, you know, the Umit Yavnim. A lot of people from Israel became what we call Gais Hamishi, inside enemies. They went to the Greeks, told the Greeks, listen, don't let them do Brit Milah, don't let them do Menorah, don't let them go Mikveh, don't learn, because those things that you don't do, you get those four angels against you. That's the end of Amisrael. No Gemara, no learning Torah. Just the Torah, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared the Torah in the Tanakh for a few things, for oil, for water, for a stone, for honey, for wind. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu describe it like this. Because the Torah has the power against those four entities, those four angels, that their responsibility, their job is to run the world straight. And if they don't, then they're going to make a tsunami, they're going to make an earthquake, they're going to make a fire, they're going to make a flood. It says, those angels, you have to turn them, that the thing that they can do, they'll do it as a useful thing to you, not as a tragedy. For example, they can make the barrel of oil $2. Then the economy, all of a sudden, everything is perfect. It says, the economy is shaking. It says, why the economy is shaking? It says, because this is expensive, that's expensive. Who does this? They do it. The Gemara says, they do it. The angels do it. They get in people's head and says, sell it. Buy it. Don't sell it. Don't buy it. Go chapter 11. Go chapter 7. Close this door. Open this door. It says, you think they decided it? The angel go, the Gemara says, the angel go inside the person's head and the angel tells him, do this. Don't do. Deal. The person gets confused. He says, who confused you? He says, confused those angels. Because their job is to run the world straight. Hanukkah and Parashat Vayetze, you read the parasha, this is, I don't know if it's the only parasha, that there is no hafsakot in the parasha, no parasha p'tucha, no parasha s'tuma. It's one story. Because you read the story about Yaakov, you know that's what Yaakov does. Yaakov has the power to control those four angels. For example, just one little story, the Torah will tell you a story that Yaakov leaves on the way to, he's going to Laban, he gets to Haran, he sees the shepherds sitting over there next to a well. He asks the shepherds, what's going on? And he says, well, this is a very big stone that we all put together on the well because there's not enough water. So we wait עד שיבואו כל העדרים, all the shepherds come, and then we lift the stone, and then the drink, and then we take the stone and put it back. Torah tells you stories. Torah is a storybook. Then Torah says, you know what happened? Yaakov went, he picked up the stone. He picked up the stone. And he gave water. Comes the Gemara and says, you want to know something? Since Yaakov came over there, there was so much water over there from that well that was never before. You read it, you think it's, you know, a story. Come over to Tower News here, said, you want to know something else? I'll tell you something else. Yaakov is going to Haran, yet Kvitzat HaDerech. All of a sudden, he feels he's in Haran, like the wind blew him. Story. Says, that's exactly what the Torah wants to tell you. After 14 years that he learned very strong, now he goes, now nothing will happen. Look how he controls all the angels. The wind, this is all real. He blows him right away to Haran. He goes to the well, he picks up the stone. When he picks up the stone, how he picks a stone? I says, Raphael, help him to pick up the stone. The Gemara says, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa found a big stone. He wanted to bring it to Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara said, angels came and picked up the stone and delivered it to Beit HaMikdash. Which angel? Raphael's people. Then the Gemara says, look, miracle. Since Yaakov came, all of a sudden the well has water. Water has no shortage. Before Yaakov came, there was no water. I said, what happened? I said, what's Tzadik? He says, now he controls Michael. He's responsible for the water. Then the Torah says, Yaakov gets up in the morning after the dream. Says the Gemara, oil came from Shamayim. Yaakov catches the oil and he pours it on the altar. This is Gabriel. Gabriel is responsible for all the energy crisis. So then the Torah tells you, you should know, the whole thing what Hashem wants us to learn Torah is not because Hashem wants me to study Torah, because it's a benefit for us. Hashem gave us so-called the power to overcome those angels in case somebody doesn't do the right thing. He says, if you do the learning a lot of Torah, we do mitzvot. He says, Torah u'mitzvot chukim u'mishpatim. He says, the Torah divided to four things. It's because of four angels. Through the whole Torah, through the everything, you have four kind of mitot bedin. Number four, always run, those are the four angels. This is the time of Hanukkah. That holiday is the biggest holiday, says Dari. The month of Hanukkah, the month of Kislev, has the less dead days in the month. Dari is a calendar. Every month it says that they don't do this, that they don't do this. It's not good. It's every month has bad days. The most of that is in Chodesh Tevet, by the way. Kislev, Dari says only 5 days are not so good to do business, to buy houses, to do this, to do this. He says, this is the power of Hanukkah. And the Chachamim said, you know, you sell your jacket and go get oil. He says, not because Chachamim said you have to remember it. Remember it? I make myself a picture. I don't have to do it to my tefillin. No, you don't understand. When you light the menorah, he says, that's what you have to have in mind. He says, you light the menorah. He says, I'm using fire. I'm using fire to remember. That once upon a time was the Gabriel that he is responsible for fire, instead to burn Beit HaMikdash, he made a miracle with the oil to teach me that I could do the same thing to escape so-called tragedies. This is what you got to do. You got to do what says in Al Nisim, Masata Gibrim et Chalashim, Omer Matim, Shem Biyad Tzadikim, Tmim Biyad Torim, Bezedim Yadoske Toratach. You have to be pure. You have to be tzaddik, tahor, and learn Torah. It says that is the power of the oil of Hanukkah. It's not to remember what happened. It's not the yortzeit of Hanukkah. But it's Chachamim would have to come and say bracha and give us this all kind of things. Listen, if you cannot light, if you see it, say the bracha. So what? Somebody else did it. No, you don't understand. Your kavanah, when you see the Hanukkah candle, that's the kavanah you should have in your mind. So-called, we overcome the gezerah. So we overcome Gabriel. And that is really the whole purpose. And that's what Rambam says, mitzvah, it's a very dear mitzvah. These miracles happen to us all the time. But so-called to exchange Gabriel to be on our side never happened. Most of the tragedies, Am Yisrael had is from Gavriel, that angel. Sometimes in your side. Satan had, for example, says the Gemara, Yosef HaTzadik was in jail. He was in jail the night that he comes outside, the day that he comes outside, Rosh Hashanah, Paro comes and calls him, and he's going to become the president of Egypt. I says, but he has to know 70 languages. Says the Gemara, Gavriel would come to Yosef at night and will teach him 70 languages. In the morning, Yosef gets out of jail. He knows 70 languages without going to Berlitz. He knows it perfect. He says, Gavriel. Gavriel is his friend. Shenemar, Yabet Yaakov Esh, Bet Yosef Lehava. He says, the purity of Yosef generates energy. He says, what does it mean? And Gabriel is his friend. That's what it means. Gabriel is my friend. You can have Michal as your friend. He says, this is what we have. The Torah, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to say the Torah. He says, Chamim, when you light the Chanukah candle, don't light it and walk away. He says, sit down and learn. Sit down and learn. After you light the menorah, sit down and learn. Learn Torah. It's to show that really the purpose of the menorah is not to remember what happened. It actually can happen to you. It should happen to us. This is Tisha B'Av, we say Nachem. In the Tefillah, we say Nachem, Hashem Tavletzion to Yerushalayim. We say B'Nyan Yerushalayim, it says, Ata Hashem Ba'esh Hitzata. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you burn Bet HaMikdash with fire. Uva'esh, Ata Atil Livnota. It says, Tell Bet HaMikdash is going to come with fire. She'enema, it says, Pasuk in the Tanakh, Ani Yela Chomat Es Saviv. I said, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, it's going to be like a fire. So when is a fire? When is a fire? He says, no. The idea is that fire can build, fire can destroy. Gavriel destroyed twice Bet HaMikdash. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you burn it. It's his neck, the same thing with the same entity, this Gavriel, to rebuild the Bet HaMikdash with fire. It means to be so-called friendly with this Gavriel. And that's the whole Tanakh. When you read, you understand now the concept of the Tanakh. That this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu does. He punishes with those four entities, and he grants with those four entities if we have the zechut, if we have the merit to escape and to accomplish things. And as Chachamim say, you have to pray for this. Let's say a person, it depends what business you are. Let's say if you sell water. You have to do anything with water. It says you have to be friendly with Michael. It means you have to have in mind Michael. It's dangerous to call him to help, but you have to have it in mind. It says Michael. It says this is part of the Torah that you learn. If you learn Gemara, so Chachamim say Gemara is revelation. Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel. It says if you learn it, but the Gemara says like Ma'aminim bechol kocham. It says you have to learn very hard. So Yaakov Avinu, 14 years he didn't go to sleep. Because he knew that's the mission. He says, if Eliphaz caught him on the highway after 2 minutes, after his father and his mother gave him bracha, and he stripped him, and he wanted to kill him, it means something is missing. He says, the angels are not on his side. And he says, I have to have them on my side. And Chachamim said, that this is Hanukkah, is a very big thing, but not to play cards, and not to go on vacation. This is something that we have to accomplish, to conquer, to have this good relationship with those angels. Says, the main one is Gabriel. Says, Chanukah is a time to have a relationship with Gabriel. Other Chagim is to have with other angels. Bezrat Hashem, when it comes to new Chagim, we'll explain it. In the meantime, wait to have Mashiach to go to Israel. Amen.